The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Conor Pope is with me though in the meantime, Consumer Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times, to talk about customer service getting worse apparently. So Conor, this is the CX score, the customer experience score. What is it and what does it tell us about customer service in this country?
Well, every year this company, the CX company, or they carry out the CXI survey, and they've been doing it for the last 10 years, and Morrick Research to carry out study. They ask a panel of people how they rate particular companies. They pick the top 150 brands of service providers in the country, and they rank them. And every year since they started doing this 10 years ago, the credit union movement has finished in top place. Now, that's absolutely unprecedented, and it hasn't happened anywhere else in the world. So then you look at all the other companies in the top 10, and a lot of them are forward-facing companies. And you're looking at pharmacies, you're looking at retailers, you're looking at companies like that. And it basically just assesses who's doing a good job and who's doing a bad job. And the problem right now is that a lot of companies are disimproving. And I think that's really depressing in a world where customer service was always very bad.
Yeah, so there is kind of interesting reading in the figures. As you said, the credit union first, no change. We might talk about actually the top half of the table before we talk about the bottom half, the poor performers, because there's some kind of big movers as well in that top half. On Pust is up, it's third, but it's up 34 places. So it was way down in kind of 37th place last year, and on Pust now up to third place, and then on Pust Insurance as well, up 36 places to 22. So they're the two big movers. Eason's as well a big mover. So I know the point you make, the credit union consistently up at the top, but David McRedmond and everybody at On Pust obviously doing something right.
Yeah, and I think it's worth bearing in mind, by the way, that companies can do really well one year and then do really badly another year. So On Pust have had a good year. There's no question about that. But, I mean, last year, Aer Lingus had a great year and they moved right up the charts. And then this year, Aer Lingus had a terrible year and they plummeted more than 60 places. And, of course, all of your listeners will know that the reason why they did so badly was because of the industrial unrest in the company during the summer. And the way this survey works is it reacts very much to what's happening when the survey is being carried out. And the survey is carried out between June and July every year. So that's why Aer Lingus did particularly badly in this current survey. Ticketmaster is another company that didn't do great. They were mentioned by a lot of people who were concerned about high ticket prices and hard to get tickets. And the survey was carried out before the Oasis concert ticket sales and the whole pricing.
We can knock a few places off Ticketmaster, so for that.
Well, it's hard to say exactly what will happen, because a lot can change over the course of the year. But you'd imagine, and in fact the survey authors said that they would have anticipated that had the survey been conducted in August and September as opposed to June and July, Ticketmaster would have done considerably worse than they did.
I wonder to an extent, Conor, though, are people's customer service experiences coloured by the reason that they're reaching out to customer service? So, you know, like you look at kind of, you know, Air and Sky and Virgin, who are all kind of down close to the bottom. And the only reason I'd ever be calling my TV or internet provider is when I'm angry because I'm not getting the service I'm meant to be. Whereas, like, I am a credit union customer and I do have calls to ring them the odd time, but it's never because I'm irate about a lack of service. It's because I'm wondering, like, how long is left on that, you know, loan I have. Oh yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah, that is a really, really good point, because people don't typically call their service provider, their broadband provider, say everything's great. They call them when things go badly wrong. But I think it is worth reflecting that the credit union movement, and one of the reasons why it has always done so well, is it does put its customers front and centre. And that isn't a cliche. That is actually what the credit union movement does. So if you want to borrow a small amount of money or a large amount of money, you can do that through all the credit unions. Similarly, they have people, human beings that you can speak to. And a lot of the financial institutions don't really have that many human beings you can speak to. And when it comes to the...
Conor, they're local people. A lot of the time you'll actually know the person, because the local credit union is very much the local credit union.
Yeah, they're embedded in your community. But you're right to say that a lot of the companies that do well, particularly the likes of pharmacies, they do well because when you go into a pharmacy, typically you're looking for advice, you're looking for, you know, just an opinion on a particular medical condition that you have. And the pharmacists tend to be really, really good, and they'll give you their time. And that's why a lot of the pharmacies do well, because, again, they're part of the local community and they're providing a service that you want. I think what drives people mad when it comes to poor customer service in the telecom sector and indeed in the airline sector is that it's very hard sometimes to get through to a human being, and it's also very hard to get problems resolved. And I think one of the reasons why air, for instance, didn't do so well in the survey this year is because there was an awful lot of attention paid to the court case involving air earlier this year, in which it emerged that there was obstacles being put in the way of customers getting redress or getting problems resolved. And those kind of things really stick in people's minds. And then when they're surveyed and they're asked to identify issues with companies, air would come up. I think it's interesting that companies like Ryanair typically do quite poorly. Aer Lingus was dramatically far ahead of Aer Lingus in 2023, and the gap fell. I think there are only about 50 places between them. But still, there is a perception that Ryanair is a company that struggles with its customer service. And I don't think many of your listeners would argue at that point, even though it should be noted that Ryanair does a fantastic job when it comes to getting airlines, getting you from A to B at a low cost and bringing down the cost of airfares all over Europe.
RTE are 145 down near the bottom of the table. They were worse last year. Well, what customer service would RTE be providing? Why would people be ringing up RTE?
That's a really good point. And actually, that was a point that I raised with the company last year, because RTE were in last place last year. And the only reason they were in last place was because they were in the news, and they were getting into the neck from all sides. The reality is that there was no bad customer care when it came to RTE. And I think that's probably a flaw in the survey, because you should really be analysing companies that do offer customer care and customer service. And, like, you know, what were people going to complain about? They didn't like Fair City, or they didn't like, you know, the Lotto? Like, it did seem poor, and they have struggled even this year. But, you know, they're still there at the bottom of the pile.
They said, but listen, they're up five places, so any port in the storm, I guess.
That's exactly it.
Connor, listen, thank you as always. It's good to talk to you. Connor Pope, Consumer Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times. The credit union firmly in top place again. No change from last year. Pharmacies dotting a lot of the other spots in and around the top of the table. Big movers up the league table on post insurance. Aer Lingus way down 82 spots. Facebook, I should have said, maybe are the worst performers. Ishka, Air and Irish Water after that, and then Fastway. And then you've got the usual suspects. You'd imagine you've got Air, you've got Sky, you've got Virgin. But as I said, and as Connor agreed with as well, I think part of the reason that they're down near the bottom is that you're only really ringing those people when you're giving out about the service. You're rarely ringing the credit union to give out.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.